Ephesians 5:1, "Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children." 5:2, "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice, to God for a sweet-smelling savour." 5:3, "But fornication, and all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints." 5:4, "Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." 5:5, "For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." 5:6, "Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things, cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." 5:7, "Be not ye therefore partakers with them." 5:8, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." 5:9, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, and righteousness, and truth." 5:10, "Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." 5:11, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." 5:12, "For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." 5:13, "But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light." 5:14, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." 5:15, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." 5:16, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." 5:17, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." 5:18, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." 5:19, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." 5:20, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." 5:21, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." 5:22, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord." 5:23, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." 5:24, "Therefore as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." 5:25, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it." 5:26, "That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word." 5:27, "That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." 5:28, "So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself." 5:29, "For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church." 5:30, "For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones." 5:31, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." 5:32, "This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church." 5:33, "Nevertheless let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband."